AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. You can hear the crowds cheering and bells pealing at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. Pope Francis is inside. He's about to deliver Vespers at the iconic Catholic Church. Earlier today in Washington, Francis spoke to a joint meeting of Congress. He asked lawmakers to follow the golden rule as they deal with immigration and Europe's refugee crisis.
We must not be taken aback by the numbers, but rather view them as persons, seeing their faces.
He also spoke out against the death penalty and abortion. Don't be surprised by higher interest rates by year's end. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says global economic weakness won't likely be significant enough to block them from raising rates in December.
We currently anticipate that achieving these conditions will likely entail an increase in the federal funds rate later this year.
There's a bit of a scare. Yellen was not feeling well during that speech, but officials now say she was checked out and suffered from dehydration. At least four people were killed in the crash between a tourist duck boat in Seattle and a charter bus with international college students on board. Witnesses say it was a head-on collision. Dozens of people were injured. Volkswagen's facing lawsuits over its deception on emissions testing. A class action lawsuit's been filed in St. Louis, and this Florida attorney, Scott Schlesinger, is preparing the paperwork for his client.
It's got to be a buyback. I mean, to me, that's the only plausible way to make this right and put people back in the position they were before they basically got conned into buying these cars.
In Delaware, Wilmington's police chief has addressed the fatal police shooting yesterday of a man in a wheelchair. He says there was a handgun found next to 28-year-old Jeremy McDowell. This is AP Radio News. President Obama, the vice president, and China's leader are slated for a quiet dinner tonight in Washington. Then tomorrow, it's a formal state dinner.
Xi's visit includes a 21-gun salute welcome and a gala state dinner. But critics charging Chinese hacking and currency manipulation have called on Obama to cancel it. The president's national security advisor, Susan Rice, calls that idea dangerous and short-sighted.
If we sought to punish China by canceling meetings or refusing to engage them, we would only be punishing ourselves.
Rice says Obama will speak plainly to Xi on the many issues where Washington's troubled by China's behavior, while knowing there are also many global challenges where the two need to cooperate. Mark Smith at the White House.
Aretha Franklin says she's got a gift for Pope Francis when she sings for him this weekend. Franklin says she'll give the Pope a box set of sermons by her father, a Baptist preacher. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.